Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 375, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you. Thanks for the twisties.
You enjoying them?
Yeah, I like eating other people's crumbs.
They were crumbs, but I just couldn't eat anymore. But it was enough to have a little snack. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought, I know twisties are everyone's favourites.
Yeah, they're Moorish.
Do you know the thing about twisties? I was thinking about it because I've just driven back from Canberra, right?
Yeah.
So I was that and a banana were my lunch and morning tea.
Mm-hmm.
That twisties are the only thing I can think of where there are two separate flavours,
yeah,
and most people are happy to have either. You know, I haven't encountered many people who are like, oh, no, I'm only chicken or I'm only.
Yeah, those people are a bit weird.
Especially with twisties.
Yeah, exactly.
You like to alternate, you know?
Uh-huh.
But whichever one you get, you know you're going to be happy with.
I know. And then when you get the other one, you're like, oh, I forgot how much I liked this one.
This was a good choice.
It's a really good choice. Yeah. Was that a service station choice?
Yep. I needed to get petrol.
Did you get a drink?
I got a solo.
Did you?
Haven't had one for ages. Haven't had a lemon squash for ages, and they're so good.
Yeah, lemon squash is totally underrated.
And do they still make the pub squash one, the lemon pub squash one that
you can get
in the supermarkets? I haven't had a look, but there's – do they still make Lyft? I'm not even sure.
No, they don't.
They don't make Lyft?
I don't think so, no. Do you remember us trying to order a lemon squash in New York?
Yeah, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing. And it was one of those really hot days where you're like, this is the only thing that's going to quench this thirst.
Yeah.
I've had 1,000 waters today. I just need a Lyft.
Yeah, they don't have them. So what would it be a combination of? It's a combination of old-fashioned lemonade and Sprite lemonade.
Yeah.
So it's those two things.
But it's not super sweet like Sprite.
No.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's not tangy like old-fashioned lemonade. But old-fashioned lemonade has sugar in it, doesn't it?
I think so.
I mean, we don't know.
I mean, Sprite does as well, so does Solo.
Well, that's what I was trying to say.
So does Solo and lemon squash.
Yeah. But there's just something about the bubbles, the intensity of the bubbles, that hits perfectly.
In a quenching fashion. Quenching. You've found a quiz online.
Yeah, I'm totally going to read it to you.
That's going to be so good when you do that later on.
And thank you very much for the person who wrote it.
Thank you, person.
Yeah.
Very much appreciating that. It's been a bit warm here today.
Bit warm, especially if you're standing in the sun, which you would know about.
Yep. I'm so sunburnt on my shoulders after applying sunscreen 2 times yesterday, 3 times today. I just don't have the skin.
Before 12.
That's crazy. Yeah. That allows me to stand in the sun for more than 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I look like a lobster on my shoulders.
Yeah.
It's gross. I'm not happy with it. But what I am happy with is I can finally talk about those things that have already watched.
Mm-hmm,
and there's three of them.
Oh my gosh. Me too, I think.
We should then not even bother with the news.
Nothing is newsworthy when we've got 3 things each.
Because that is newsworthy.
That is newsworthy. Mm-hmm.
It's watching suggestions time.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Paper, rock, scissors?
You got sunburnt, you go first.
Oh, okay.
I know, I'm really nice. And you gave me twisties, so like
I did.
I've got nothing in this game.
So the first thing I wanted to say was I watched some animated things, and I've been watching them actually since about January. So they've been series that I have watched 1 or 2 episodes of every few nights.
Yeah.
So it's not been bang, 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 binge. It's been watch now. Oh, I'll watch one now. I've got enough time
for
that.
We'll call that the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
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 It has old-fashioned lemonade way.
That's right. That's exactly what it's exactly what
it's
I
an
do.
OLW.
Oh, I love that. So I want to go with the first one, which is Tomb Raider: The Legend of Lara Croft. That's on Netflix. That is a series for Netflix. I'm not even sure if they're going to make another one. I hope so, because if you were somebody that grew up playing on the PS1 Tomb Raider, and then just probably played most. Do you reckon we played most of them? We played a lot of
majority.
Them.
Majority.
Yeah, I think we maybe only missed a couple.
Some of them got really hard and we kind really of bailed hard out, puzzles. Didn't we?
Yeah, there was one that I still don't know how to do after watching how to do videos. Mm. It was like with a ghost that's following you around and you have to like stand on a pressure square.
Yeah.
But the ghost is coming to get you and if it touches you, you're dead. So difficult.
There's one that I still carry around the guilt about because I was not the player. I was the watcher and I would help with the puzzles. And there was one bit we were on like a balcony in an apartment and we were getting absolutely.
Couldn't figure it out.
We were getting killed constantly. Mm. And I remember yelling out in true panic, just save here, just save here. The problem was that every time we redid a save, we re-entered
We were right there and we hardly had any life left.
There
were no med packs or anything.
And it was a long way into it that if we didn't save there, we would be up the creek.
Forced us.
So I do still carry that guilt around with me and I'm sorry.
Oh, they're so fun. And it's because of the adventure. You know, people love Indiana Jones. Apparently the new Indiana Jones game is really good fun. And the movies, of course, are adventures to watch. Uncharted. And in there is Tomb Raider and Lara Croft. And this is all about following an adventure that she's on, trying to save the world, you know. And there are characters from the most recent sequels, it was a series of three games. They would be about 2018, 2020-ish, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So there are a few characters in there that are her friends and all like her associates in this one as well.
Yeah.
There's one character called Zip who's like in her ear and he's like the tech guy. Could have done without him.
Really?
I'm going to say something really funny and cool right now. Why?
Shush now. I'm putting you on mute.
Shush. But Jonah's in there. If you played those games, you would remember him and quite a few others. It's, I think the episodes might be 20, 30 minutes. Perfect.
Oh, that's perfect.
Absolutely
for an
perfect.
Evening.
And they're ones that you actually want to watch because there's a lot of action in it that's visual instead of like don't be scrolling on your phone.
Yeah.
Just sit down and watch it.
Yeah.
Because then you'll get the most out of it.
Yes.
It looks like Lara, the voice actor, is the voice actor from the latest Tomb Raider games.
Perfect. So that's what you want, some continuity, right?
I just love that Tomb Raider and Lara Croft are still around and are still a thing.
Yeah.
And, oh gosh, when would the first game have come out? Like late 90s, something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Brilliant. So happy. Okay, let's mix up the animation.
Okay.
What have you been watching?
Okay. I'm thinking, do I start with my big ones? No, I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
But I'm really nervous that you're going to have watched it and then it won't be mine.
I've only watched animation stuff.
Oh, okay. Then I'm totally fine. I watched a new release that I've been waiting for most of this month and it hadn't come out last week in time for us to record, so I've been hanging on. And it's a Stan original. It's called Good Cop, Bad Cop. You've heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard commercials during podcasts for it. They're really going for it.
So it stars Leighton Meester and has Aussie actor Luke Cook in it. Now, I want to say, and I could be very wrong on this, but I want to say it was filmed in Queensland.
Oh, okay.
So it's not set in Queensland. It's
definitely
set in America.
They keep saying it's a Stan original. In the commercials, they say it's a Stan original.
Yeah.
So maybe it was filmed here.
It could have been. Mm. It's definitely not set here.
Okay.
It's set in America.
Americaville, America.
And it follows a detective of a small town who's Leighton Meester. And her dad is actually like the chief of police for that area. And she lives, what her town is, you know, kind of the good town. Nothing really much happens, but that's pretty much because her dad keeps swaying the politics of it and when there is a crime, he passes it on to the neighbouring town and was like, oh, well, it started in your district,
okay.
So that's your murder statistic, not ours. It still just doesn't happen to us.
Mm.
Anyway, something does happen on their shore and it's a pharmacy that gets robbed twice in one day at the exact same time.
Twice in one day at the same time. At the
exact same time. Okay. For a place that no crime ever happens. Yeah, that's pretty significant.
That's a bit odd.
She is obviously put in charge of, you know, working this case, and it's looking like it's a little bit too much of a case for their resources. So they bring another detective in, and she's like, great, perfect. This is what I've been wanting. I've been wanting another pair of hands. The dad brings in another detective, and the twist is it's her estranged brother who they don't get along with. They're very, very different personalities. And here they are. She's having to pick him up from the airport and share this crime scene with him.
Was she aware of the fact that it was going to be her brother that she picked up at the airport? Or she had no idea?
Only at the last moment.
Oh, right.
Which I thought they should have left it until arriving at the airport. Yeah. But no, it was right at the very last minute. And she's like, Dad, why? Anyway, it has that lighthearted, comical nature of a police drama, but it obviously has a serious crime that's happened. Yep. But it's fun, and the characters, you know, there's so much depth that has only just been scratched the surface because we've only released one episode so far.
Oh, wow, okay.
And you know there's going to be so much more that comes out. Well, that's
good. I can catch up.
But it's fun. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm going to start watching it then.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Bad cop, good cop.
Good cop,
good cop, bad cop. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to get into that. Speaking of things that I got into, there was so much talk late last year on, you know, podcasts and YouTube videos that I would watch where they were really into a show, an animated series on Netflix called Arcane. It's a League of Legends. I don't really know too much about League of Legends, but apparently it was a popular version of League of Legends that people played, and they made it into this beautifully stylish animated program. And it's about basically two parts of a city, the poor underbelly and the rich, powerful folk, and their battle to see who can not necessarily run the town, because they're both running the town in their own way.
Yes.
But just the battle between the two of those sort of cultures, and also two sisters who have come from the bottom, and they drift apart through sort of no fault of their own, but sort of fault of their own, and then having to come back as adults, and how much have they changed?
Yes.
Has anybody been changed for the better, changed for the worse? It's really cool. And once again, just like Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft, it's a show that you actually have to watch because it's beautiful, but there's a lot of stuff that happens visually. And if you're staring at your phone, you miss the
storytelling.
You miss it, yeah. So it's really worth actually sitting down and watching it. It's a bit heavier in its themes than Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is exactly what you think it's going to be.
Yes.
It's her going on an adventure.
Indiana Jones.
It's Indiana Jones. It's Tomb Raider. Exactly. There's a little bit of you know, ancient magic in there as well.
Yeah.
But this one is very much in this world. Very think Art Deco. That's cool. The style.
Are they short episodes like Tomb Raider?
About the same. Maybe 5-10 minutes longer. That kind of thing. I think both of these are really good for someone that I don't watch a real lot of animation.
Yes.
Animated series. I really got into them, and I was kind of watching them side by side. You know, I'd watch one and then I'd watch the other one in an evening. It was good. And that one I think is very, very popular. What else have you been watching?
I watched the first episode of The White Lotus Season 3.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. So this is the one set in Thailand. Okay.
Set in Thailand. And it starts immediately.
No mucking around.
No mucking around. If I'm generous, 45 seconds of, I'm in a calm resort, this is beautiful and lovely. Bang, it starts. The mystery has started, and you don't know what's going on. Wow. You're in the dark, like the guest. There's also not enough setup to know which character you're following. Who so are they?
You're really on the back foot.
You're really on the back foot. But the iconic White Lotus moments happen, and I'm not giving anything away, but the body floats by the person who doesn't know what's going on, which definitely happened season two.
Definitely happened season one as well, I'm sure.
That's what
it.
I was thinking, but I'm like, I just can't quite remember in my head. The other iconic White Lotus moment is the characters, you all see them on the boat and you see them arrive and being greeted by the hotel employees. That all happens. But there are some really fantastic stylistic moments that would make you want to go back and watch the episode another time, if not another two times, to pick up all of these things. But this is where the internet is fabulous, because the internet
picks up all those things
and you go, you know, there's a moment, there are three siblings in one of the families and they're sitting on the boat, and you probably would not notice it straight away, but there's one flash shot where they are see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. And it's just literally one of them with headphones on, one with sunglasses, one just holding their mouth as though they are looking, going,
that's
very clever. Really clever. The more you look into the White Lotus, you realize how clever it is. Mike White, the creator, he was on season, I want to say 37 of Survivor. The one that's about David and Goliath. Which fits really well into the White Lotus, because it generally is about a David Goliath type scenario. Even more so than that, throughout the three seasons of White Lotus, he has cast his castmates from Survivor in into little almost cameo appearances.
Damn, I wish I had watched it.
Yeah. I think, though, it is definitely that show that, we know what happened in season one, season two. Let's go back and really look at how clever this creator is, all the people who work on it, and why these people were cast. Like, there's always something about it. I think it's so clever. Anyway, we've been introduced to all of the people who arrived on the boat, characters that we've known from previous seasons.
Oh, and see, I thought it was it would just be the one.
It's only the one.
Okay,
it is
so
only
it's
the one.
It's the masseuse, the female massage lady from season one. I know that because it's in the ads for it.
Yes, I think her name is Belinda.
I
might be wrong.
I think
her name is Belinda. But there's a family with three, grown children. They're not young kids. A couple has arrived, three women, sort of middle-aged women, who are on a girly trip and why they're there. There are internet theories as to perhaps some of those characters connect to other season characters.
Fun.
So if it continues to be so interwoven with the other seasons, I think the audience is going to love it even more.
Okay.
So it's a good one. Oh, that only has one episode as well, so get onto it.
We can kind of... Keep going week to week. Yeah,
yes.
That's a good idea. I like that. Well, the third show that I watched was on Amazon, and once again, it's animated. It's called Secret Level. It's from last year. I've been slowly getting through it because it is an anthology series, so I don't really need to watch week to week to catch up on the story, because the story is just one episode.
Yeah.
And then it moves on. And some episodes are maybe about 8 minutes long. They're not long at all. And they are all set in different well-known video game franchises, individual games, that kind of thing.
That's a cool idea.
Cool premise, very much so. The first one is Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And this one reminded me of, don't muck around. I don't want the build up. I don't want to know what happens afterwards. Just give me that fun, exciting bit in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's all it did. It was kind of like,
I don't need the fluff.
I don't need the fluff.
Yeah, I just want the
core. This is it. And then it just finishes as you're like, oh, cool. That's
abruptly as it started.
Yep, it was great. Yeah. I loved it. Sifu is an episode. There's Warhammer 40K, I think they pronounce it. Pac-Man's in there, but it doesn't look like Pac-Man.
Oh, okay.
They've done a really interesting, dark take on it.
Yeah, okay.
Armored Core, The Outer Worlds, Mega Man, there's a whole heap of them in there. Some of the voices you won't know, or some of them you're like, I think I've heard that before. There are two voices you definitely.
So, annoying when you're like, I know that voice.
And then you look at them and you're like, I don't have no idea where I heard that one from.
Yeah, I don't know how I
picked you. Two voices I definitely knew were Arnold Schwarzenegger and Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
They are in two separate episodes.
Okay.
And Arnold's character doesn't look like him, but he's a strong man.
Yeah.
Where Keanu's character looks exactly like him, like they've used his face.
Arnie's son is in The White Lotus.
Oh, cool. There we go. Got a little connection there.
Yeah, and he looks so much like his mother, not his father.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. So what was the last show that you watched?
The last one I watched, I have a feeling you watched it too, but I binged quite a few episodes in a row. I'm not finished. There's only six episodes, but I binged quite a few. But it's a UK show called Amandaland.
Yes.
You watched it?
I haven't watched a whole I think I've probably got – oh, no, I did. I finished it.
Oh, you did?
I finished it. That's what I was watching this week before I had to go to Canberra for a hockey tournament.
Only gone maybe halfway.
It's fun.
It's really fun. It's a bit, a little bit nighty-night without the weird.
It's not as weird.
It's not the weirdness. A bit Jam in Jerusalem.
A tiny, tiny touch just in the vanity of the characters of Ab Fab.
Yeah.
And also, of course, Joanna Lumley's in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the reason why I actually turned it on. But it's about Amanda, who is a divorced mother of
two
kids. And she obviously had a very wealthy marriage and in the divorce has lost almost everything.
Almost everything, yeah.
So she's had to move back to – I couldn't get this. Was it where she grew up or
– I think so.
Okay,
but then her mother, which is Joanna Lumley, is a well-off person.
Yes.
But her best friend from back when she was at school still lives in the area and is a mother of one of the boys that her kids go to school with.
She's essentially moved out of the rich suburbs of London and moved out. And she's just faced with, I guess, dealing with a new life and trying really hard to impress other parents.
That's right.
School.
Being an influencer.
She's trying really hard to be an influencer.
She collabs, which basically is her way of saying she goes to work for an employer, which is like a kitchen renovation shop.
And she does nothing. She thinks she's an interior designer.
Yeah, that's right.
She's hilarious in what she does. I mean, there's kind of, I guess, like a car boot sale.
Yes.
And she unloads all of these very expensive items, picks a place that's right near the barbecue so it gets all covered with smoke. And then one by one, when people are trying to buy it, she refuses their sales puts it back in the truck.
Someone sell it.
It's really funny. There's a great cast though. Amanda is Lucy Punch. There's obviously Joanna Lumley.
One of the characters, she's a chef, a well-known chef within London, and Amanda is desperately trying to be her friend and she's got no time for it. And straight away I knew exactly where I'd seen her from. She was the nun in Dairy Girls.
Yeah, it's Siobhan McSweeney.
That's it,
Yeah, and she was very much a similar character, just not a nun.
Yeah, exactly. That's her thing, obviously.
She was great.
Typecast.
Yeah.
I thought this series was brilliant and it was, like you said, it was so bingeable. It was funny. It was impossible to just watch one episode at a time. It was a two or three episode thing for me.
You immediately, not that the characters are necessarily endearing, but the episode finishes and you don't have enough of them.
Yeah,
you're like, that was so ridiculous.
More.
It went where I didn't expect it to go and I loved it.
It was great. That was on Stan, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was on Stan. Okay. I think it's now time for something that we like to call the quiz. I couldn't give it a name because I don't know what you're doing.
It's TV trivia.
Oh, great.
The quiz.
Give it a go.
Is called TV trivia. Okay. Some of these ones I would definitely not get, but I'm throwing them to you because I have faith.
Okay.
Number one. What is the name of Negan's bat on The Walking Dead?
Lucille.
Oh, my gosh. Was that easy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shame. All right.
It's his murder weapon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They put it in the easy category and I'm like, that's not easy for me. I don't know. Okay. All right. Here we go. Michael Cera's character in Arrested Development shares a name with which pop legend?
Is his name like something like George Michael? No, George Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that you got it. Okay. Question number three.
Okay.
What is Dorothy's job in The Golden Girls?
Isn't she a teacher? I think she's a high school teacher.
I need a bit more information.
Is she English?
I don't know, but I think that she is old, so she's probably semi-retired.
She's a casual teacher.
Yeah, she's a substitute teacher.
Mm.
Okay. Which Game of Thrones star was nominated for an Emmy for every single season?
Hmm. Every single season. I'm just trying to think of who. Oh, I know. Peter Dinklage. Yeah, yeah, it had to be. Right. I was trying to think who was in who survived them all.
Yeah, it's a very good motive.
Good way of knocking out a whole heap of actors.
Now, if you don't get this one, I'll be forever disappointed in you. Where did Roseanne Connor work on the original season of Roseanne?
Yeah, it was a factory with Jackie. Another friend, I think, hung around for maybe two seasons, and George Clooney. It was like a plastic factory. Did they make like bottle tops or so? It was something weird because I can see them kind of poking the pieces out of the plastic thing.
I'm gonna say these guys have got it wrong. You've got it right.
Really? Maybe
because I think they've put the second. Where was the second place they all went to work?
Oh, the cafe.
What was the name of it? I don't expect you to remember.
I don't remember.
The lunchbox.
Oh, that's right.
But you've got it right. They've got it wrong.
Losers.
Call yourself an internet quiz.
Yeah. Gee.
Okay.
Who has credentials on the internet? Obviously not them.
Oh, my God.
Becky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is probably a good one.
Just to wrap it up with.
Okay. What current TV show is the longest running
primetime
live action show ever?
Live action. So it's not The Simpsons. Live action. So that makes me think it's a scripted series.
It's a scripted series. It's probably got 4,003 episodes.
I probably haven't watched it.
Probably not.
It's American?
Yes.
Grey's Anatomy?
No.
Good.
I like your idea though, but this has been going longer.
Oh, it's a soapy.
No.
No.
It's a cop show.
Oh, Law and Order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do say Law and Order SVU, but I'll give Law and Order.
There are so many
Law
and Orders.
Because there are 4,000 episodes across the franchises, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You watched a lot of those,
didn't
you?
Yeah, I do like it.
I think I've watched one episode. Isn't it weird? Like some massive series
you just don't do.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah. I used to watch Grey's Anatomy, but every single episode is so depressing and you'd cry that I would finish the episode and feel worse about the world and life that I went, I have to stop this.
Yeah.
This is not healthy.
And that's been going on for years and years.
Forever.
So did you ever watch ER?
Yeah.
Was that depressing as well? Not as much.
No, not as much.
I did watch a few episodes. I didn't follow it.
Yeah. Grey's would kill off a lot of the main characters.
In a sad way.
Really sad way. Mm. And they would like either draw it out for a long, long time. Like it was emotion-based, or they would just shock you.
Yeah.
Someone's gone. You're like, what?
Yeah, where The Walking Dead, they just want to shock you. So you say goodbye to about half the cast
every
season.
I mean, it says it in the title, doesn't it? Dead. You're going to, like, don't
you're
get attached.
You're either walking or you're dead.
And everybody knew Game of Thrones was don't get attached.
Yeah, don't get attached to anything. But one thing we have gotten attached to, being really good at quizzes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I guess next week we'll be catching up with Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Yes.
And The White Lotus, yes. Season 3. So if you want to catch up as well, do that and have a listen and see if you agree or disagree, or you'll be like, why is... I'm pretty sure Leah was scrolling while she was watching that because she missed a whole heap of stuff.
I can report back and say that I have continued on watching High Potential.
You're loving
and
it?
And The Pit.
Yes.
The one about...
Yeah. With ER guy.
Yeah, ER guy. Wiley. And they're both good.
Okay,
they're
good.
They're both... That's really good. Yeah, still rolling on.
Well, I have to find new stuff to watch. So yeah. White Lotus and Good Cop, Bad Cop is a good start. I would say. Look, that was brilliant. Let's go and check to see if my washing is ready to be put out.
Mm.
I mean, obviously you don't have to, but.
No, I have to bring mine in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.